Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Gideon's Spies, The Secret History of the Mossad by Gordon Thomas, is a fast-paced narrative history of Israel's intelligence service, tracing how a small country built an outsized espionage capability under extreme geopolitical pressure. Written for general readers, the book blends institutional history with case-driven storytelling, moving from the early decades of statehood through major turning points in Middle Eastern conflict and global counterterrorism. Thomas focuses on the operational culture of Mossad, its relationship with Israeli political leadership, and the moral trade-offs that come with secret action, targeted killings, and high-stakes recruitment. He also situates Mossad within a wider intelligence ecosystem, showing cooperation and friction with partners and rivals, while emphasizing the role of technology, tradecraft, and human sources. Rather than a dry chronology, the book aims to explain how intelligence is gathered, interpreted, and acted upon, and why seemingly invisible decisions can reshape diplomacy, security policy, and the lived reality of citizens. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins, mission, and the making of an intelligence culture. A central theme is how Mossad's identity formed from Israel's early security dilemmas and the need to compensate for limited strategic depth. Thomas presents the service as shaped by urgency, improvisation, and a bias toward action, with leaders and operators building doctrine while learning in real time. The book explores how an intelligence agency decides what success looks like, preventing surprise attack, recruiting sources inside hostile environments, and giving policymakers options that conventional military power cannot. Attention is given to the human architecture behind secrecy, including compartmentation, deniable operations, and the constant tension between operational freedom and political oversight. Thomas also highlights how national history and collective trauma influence priorities, producing a mindset that treats intelligence as a front line rather than a supporting function. Alongside institutional development, the narrative emphasizes the personal dimension of service, the recruitment of rare skill sets, and the internal debates that arise when clandestine necessities collide with legal and ethical boundaries. This foundation helps readers understand why later operations are not isolated episodes, but expressions of a particular strategic culture. Secondly, tradecraft and operations from surveillance to extraction. The book's storytelling often turns on the practical mechanics of espionage. Thomas describes the building blocks of clandestine work spotting and assessing potential sources, cultivating trust, running covert communications, and maintaining cover under pressure. Readers are shown how surveillance, deception, and logistical planning support outcomes that appear simple only in hindsight. Another recurring element is extraction and rescue, where operational teams must move people or information across borders while avoiding detection by hostile security services. Thomas connects these operational methods to broader intelligence cycles, including how raw reporting is evaluated, cross-checked, and transformed into actionable assessments. The narrative also underscores the fragility of covert work, where one mistake can compromise networks and endanger lives. Technology appears as both enabler and threat, improving collection and coordination, while also expanding counterintelligence capabilities against operatives. By emphasizing tradecraft, the book helps readers appreciate that espionage is not just daring missions, but a disciplined craft involving patience, risk management, and constant adaptation. Thirdly, counterterrorism and the logic of preventive action. Thomas places Mossad's counterterrorism role at the center of the agency's modern public identity. The book portrays a shift toward preventive action, where intelligence collection is paired with disruption, covert interdiction, and other measures intended to reduce imminent threats. This topic examines the strategic calculus behind acting in the shadows, particularly when time is short and consequences are asymmetric. Thomas discusses how intelligence services attempt to map networks, finances, and travel patterns, using human sources and technical methods to identify planners and facilitators. The narrative also conveys the operational challenges of working across jurisdictions, dealing with unreliable partners, and operating in environments where attribution can trigger retaliation or diplomatic crisis. Ethical and legal controversy is treated as inseparable from this mission, since covert action can blur lines between defense and retribution. The book pushes readers to consider how decision-makers justify risk, how agencies measure deterrence, and how tactical successes can create longer-term strategic blowback. In doing so, it frames counterterrorism as a contested arena of policy as much as a set of operations. Fourthly, intelligence, diplomacy, and alliances in a contested world. Beyond missions, Gideon's Spies emphasizes how intelligence services function as instruments of statecraft. Thomas describes cooperation and competition with foreign services, showing that partnerships can be essential for access, logistics, and shared threat information, yet remain fragile due to shifting interests. The book explores how clandestine relationships can open diplomatic channels or keep them alive when formal ties are strained. It also addresses the darker side of liaison, including mistrust, selective sharing, and the risk of being manipulated by partners with different agendas. Thomas presents intelligence as a currency in international politics. Governments trade information for influence, favors, or strategic alignment. This topic also includes the relationship between Mossad and Israeli political leadership, where intelligence assessments can shape policy but can also be ignored or politicized. By tracing these interactions, the book illustrates that espionage outcomes are rarely purely operational. They are filtered through diplomacy, domestic politics, and the need to manage escalation, making intelligence a continuous negotiation between secrecy, persuasion, and national interest. Lastly, moral ambiguity, accountability, and the long shadow of secrecy, a major undercurrent in Thomas's account, is the moral ambiguity inherent to secret services. Mossad is depicted as operating where conventional constraints are weaker, raising questions about proportionality, collateral harm, and the legitimacy of extraterritorial action. The book invites readers to examine the argument that extraordinary threats demand extraordinary methods, while also acknowledging the human cost for targets, bystanders, and operatives alike. Another facet is accountability, how democratic societies oversee organizations that must hide methods, sources, and sometimes even outcomes. Thomas highlights the tension between operational security and the public's right to understand actions taken in its name. The narrative also touches on the psychological burden carried by those involved in clandestine work, including the strain of deception, the risk of betrayal, and the impact of mission failure. By framing these issues as persistent rather than exceptional, the book turns espionage into a lens on governance and ethics. It suggests that the true story of intelligence is not only what is done, but what is justified, concealed, and remembered over time. In conclusion, this book best fits readers who want an accessible, story-driven overview of Mossad's development and the broader realities of intelligence work, including students of security studies, history-minded readers of the modern Middle East, and fans of investigative nonfiction. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening how they interpret news about covert action, counterterrorism, and diplomatic crises. Instead of treating intelligence as movie spectacle, the narrative emphasizes trade-offs, uncertainty in decision-making, the limits of information, and the way secrecy complicates accountability. Those insights make readers more discerning about claims of simple solutions to complex threats, compared with more narrowly focused works that cover a single operation or a single conflict. Gideon Spies aims to connect many episodes into a cohesive picture of institutional culture, strategic priorities, and the moral gray zones that accompany clandestine power. Its value lies in breadth, pace, and its attempt to explain why intelligence agencies act as they do, not only what they do. For readers seeking a sweeping introduction to Mossad and its role in statecraft, it is a compelling purchase alongside more specialized titles. If you would like to support Gordon Thomas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.